stadium for free. But if you want to see us, honey, you're gonna
lie to me. I thought we were never hearing this again.
Surprise!
Oh, this is the best part. Need more, but that's the best part.
That's the best part.
So, Guns N' Roses at Dodger Stadium for two nights. Number one is sold out. Sold out. Next night, number two is August 19th. Tickets go on sale Friday morning at 10 a.m. We've got tickets all week long. Be caller number, Sammy, what number would you like for it to be?
Seven.
Ooh. What was that color?
Seven,
he says. 888-696-1003. Call and be caller seven. But you got to scream like Axel. Gonna make you
do it.
This is just what I needed.
I'm ignoring it.
Okay.
It's such rookie. It's such rookie radio, babe. Rookie move using the song title in your front announce.
I thought that was slick.
Note to self.
Good. All right, I'm told we have a caller on the line. We'll see if they can scream like Axel in a moment here. But even if you're not that caller and you're a loser, you might become a winner yet. The Classic Rock Time Capsule just around the corner.
Wow.
Not you.
That's a loser.
That's a lot of stick. You're gonna stay a loser. One 100.3 The Sound. You are caller number seven. Who's this?
All right. This is Cheryl.
Cheryl, how are you?
Oh, I'm doing great now. Hoping to see Guns N' Roses.
Well, I hope you are, too. It depends on how well you scream like Axl Rose. Give me your best one, Cheryl.
Ow!
That was pretty good. I'm gonna give it a nine.
Nine out of 10. That's not bad.
It's a 9 out of 20, but, you know.
Oh, that's not
too
good.
Just so you know, we do things differently on the afternoons here.
Cheryl, hold on. You're going to go see Guns N' Roses. And the next chance to see them will be in the morning, 8 a.m. Make sure you listen to Mark in the morning if you would like to see them at Dodger Stadium. All right, hold tight.
Okay.
You know, the screaming, it's not a prerequisite for the tickets, but it sure makes it a lot more fun.
It really does.
I mean, would it kill you? You can have a lozenge afterwards.
Yeah, I mean, you know, if I can do a wah! Just off the bat real quick?
Yeah.
Would it kill you to pull one off in your car on the 10?
You'd think not. Not to impugn her effort. I'm sure she was probably in her cubicle. Couldn't do any more.
That's very true.
But I can do more. We've got some lovely prize packages to give away from Burke Williams. Would you like to win one? You just have to match wits with Christian. A question today about fans of John Lennon in the Classic Rock Time Capsule. That's up next. I will take caller 3 at 888-696-1003. Call it now. Okie dokie, let's get into the time capsule.
It's time to open Andy's Classic Rock Time Capsule.
We're in it. In it to win it. And on the telephone here, I should have Richard from Pasadena. Is that right?
Yes, hello.
Hi, Richard. Hope your hand's free, because in just a minute I'm going to have you a match wits with Christian for a lovely prize package. But hold tight for a second. We want to talk about this day, Monday. It's May 2nd, 2016. A question coming up about famous fans of John Lennon. But first, let's talk about this. After the Rolling Stones appear on the Ed Sullivan Show for the first time to a nearly uncontrollable crowd, Ed Sullivan swears up and down they'll never play his show again. I promise you, they'll never be on our show. It took me 17 years to build this shoe, and I'm not going to have it destroyed in a matter of weeks.
Is that Sammy Davis Jr.?
That was.
Thank you. Amazing.
Thank
doing
you
his
much.
Version of...
yes. God, I hate you. Guess what happens on this day in 1965?
Maybe the last time, I don't know.
The Stones play Ed Sullivan again, starting with that tune right there. In fact,
we don't need no education.
That sounds like it's out of
a little bit out of phase on one side.
Really weird. Yeah. Anyway, today, 1980, Pink Floyd's Another Brick in the Wall Part 2 is banned in a country where it's blamed for inciting riots. Any guesses?
Portugal.
South Africa. Seems black students there have adopted the song as an anthem to their cause of pointing out educational inequality between them and white students under the country's policy of apartheid. Sing that over and over and over. The song is banned from the airwaves in South Africa. All right, we're going to bring Richard back into it here, Christian. 7 years ago today, Who rides totally unrecognized on a Liverpool tour bus with other Beatles fans to visit John Lennon's home? Is it Paul McCartney, Bob Dylan, or Yoko Ono?
That sounds like a Macca trick. He loved doing that kind of thing.
What do you think, Richard? Is he right or not?
Yeah, I'll go with that.
No, don't go with him. Never go with him.
Never, ever, ever, ever. What was your answer?
Say he's wrong.
I agree with him.
No, say he's wrong.
Say I'm wrong.
No, say he's wrong.
Oh. What was his answer?
It's just the wrong one, whatever it is.
Okay, I'm disagreeing.
Oh, congratulations.
That is the smart move because...
Yeah.
Bob Dylan. It's Bob Dylan.
Fantastic.
Yeah, Bob is touring Europe, and he takes the day off to go sightseeing, pays £16 like everybody else for a bus ticket, and nobody notices him on the bus. He tours John Lennon's room and the house where he grew up with Aunt Mimi and Uncle George. Now, this is less than 6 months after Bob does the exact same thing in Neil Young's boyhood home in Winnipeg, Canada.
Yeah,
he's just on this pilgrimage to compare childhood inspirations with his contemporaries. That's pretty cool.
You know
Sammy,
what's even weirder?
What?
He did it with the voice of Sammy Davis Jr.
Speaking of Sammy's, Sammy, tell him what he's won.
A $100 gift card to Burke Williams Day Spa so you can give mom the gift of relaxation this Mother's Day. Visit BurkeWilliamsSpa.com.
Well, that's fantastic. Richard,
boom.
Hold the phone.
Thank you.
You're welcome. We're going to get some information from you. And we're going to let Lou Graham, who's celebrating a birthday today, he's going to play us out today on the Classic Rock Time Capsule, Little Jukebox Hero. 100.3 The Sound.
Round one. Fight.
All right. Song fight. Every day, 10 till 4, Christian and I each pick a song. We don't know what the other's chosen, but then you tell us which song wins by a text vote. And we are tied up right now. Exactly even. This is going to break the tie. Since I won on Friday, I get to go first today. And I have chosen to celebrate the birthday of Louis Andrew Gramatico. He goes by Lou Graham, a foreigner.
Ooh.
So I'm playing this solo song of his. It's called Midnight Blue.
Ah, this is such a good song.
It's a good tune.
Yeah.
Never hear this anymore.
Nope. Well, you're not going to hear it today.
Ain't got no regrets. I ain't losing track of which way I'm going. I ain't gonna double back, no. Don't wanna misplay. Put on no display. An angel know, but I know my way.
His voice is so good.
Oh, yeah. Oh. I used to follow.
All right. Christian,
yeah,
what's your choice for today?
Well, this is actually, I think it's a pretty good matchup, Chandles, because I'm going with this from...
That's Jackson Browne.
Yeah.
Lawyers in Love.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
Right.
I can't keep up with what's been going on.
He looks so young in this video.
Yeah.
It's crazed.
In the designer jeans, am I the only one who hears the screams and the strangled cries of lawyers in love?
All right, so if you think this song wins, you want to text C to 21003. If you think it's this one, text A to 21003.
This one makes me want to go out and save a burning building, you know? Like, this one makes me want to accomplish something with my day.
Okay, so again, Lou Graham is A to 21003. This song, Lawyers in Love, that's C to 21003. Don't text and drive. Standard rates apply. Results announced after 6 p.m. tonight. And the song played after 6 p.m. tonight. It's Song Fight, friends. And we've got great classic rockets up next on The Sound. Yes, we are. Got a breakdown coming up in less than 7 minutes. I'll say six, so stick around. This is The Sound.
Well done.
Thanks.
I want to break it down.
It's what he does, Christian James Hamm. What you could break down with Aerosmith?
I'm going to break down. Oh, wait. Hold on a second, Aerosmith. That's not what we're looking for. Good Lord. There's a lot of them, if you haven't noticed. How about this one? Listen to these.
Nice.
Ready?
So good.
It's 38, 39, 40. Sweet. I actually really like the quality of his voice on this. Wearing out things
and nobody wears. People have said he's crazy. No one's ever said he couldn't sing.
My name, no. But I gotta make clear.
I can't say baby where I'll be in a year. Tapping his foot.
Look at that, yeah. He's doing that thing. It's really good. One has to clear one's throat. Some sweat hog a mama with a face like a gent. Said my get up and go, must have got up and went. Well, I got good news, she's a real good liar. Cause a backstage boogie set your pants on fire.
That's amazing.
Mm-hmm. It's really
good. Singing with himself, harmonizing with himself.
Yeah, I mean, I would imagine, like, was there other dudes in the band must have known how to sing, right?
Yeah.
This can't just all be him.
No, is it Brad Whitford, I believe, sings along with him?
Yeah. Those harmonies are insane.
Yeah, it's awesome. It's largely Steven Tyler.
He might be crazy, but my man can sing.
But he can sing.
You know what I'm saying?
Christian Hand, he's the only person I know that goes this deep in the music. And he only does it on 100.3 The Sound. How about that?
That's true. I'll come and do it at your house if you pay me enough. Email me.
100.3 The Sound. It's Andy in the Afternoon and Billy Idol. Thanks for joining us today. It's that time of the day on a Monday. Sammy, Super Sammy, our producer, here is $5, my good friend. I want you to take this money and I go down to the 99 cent store, not this one, the good one over here on Fairfax, and get us $5. This is for starving musicians, a starving musician meal. If you're here in town trying to make it, it's hard to get by with a little bit of money that you have scraped together. So we're here to show you that $5 is all you need to get by in La La Land. So take that, down there, and maybe a spring theme. Spring's in the air.
Right,
you know, something light and springy.
Can I make a request?
Sure.
No green beans. All right, we're done with the green beans and the carrots.
No canned stuff. No more. Go do that.
No. All right.
All right. So you can leave the phones and head out and do that?
All right, but before I go, there's a woman on holding on line two who says there's something of earth-saving importance to tell you.
Okay, I'll take that call, and we'll play some Led Zeppelin in just a moment on 100.3 The Sound. Okay, Led Zeppelin in just a moment, but first I want to take this call. 100.3 The Sound, hello?
Yeah, I dialed 888-696-1003. Is that your number? Okay, I'm an environmentalist, and I'm trying to get some... Is your station a rock station or just a general?
No, we're a rock station, that's right.
Oh, okay, I'm trying to get some rockers together, like Metallica, AC, whoever, Guns N' Roses.
AC, whoever, is very good.
One of my
well, not many stations play those radical guys, but do you know any way to get a hold of them and to get them to the IRS, the NFL too? Metallica was with the NFL, you know, a month ago or so. But anyway, do you know any way to get in touch with them and get them over to the IRS and tell them to quit to save our solar system because they're blocking the sun and it's so weak? It feels hot, right? But that's industrial warming. But the sun is so weak that my coffee turns freezing cold on a record high day. So people don't know much about what's happening. You know, those blinking lights at night, they deposit chem vapor there, and that's so all the clouds you're seeing are from industry.
I'm going to interrupt you real quick. I have to drop some acid on my tongue.
Get this brown stuff.
All right. Answer to you, if you want to get a hold of these folks, I would look up their individual management, and you could probably find it on their individual web pages.
I wouldn't bother you, but my computer is broke. So
if you go down to your public library, they will give you free time on a machine down there where you can suss out this information for yourself.
Yeah, my eyes are bad too, so I really can't, and they won't do it for you. But anyway, you know, spread this information, the sun worship fasting to bring back the sun, the source of life. We should not be blocking it. The reason they are is for tax dollars to the IRS. The more jobs, the more income tax to the IRS. And that's why they're creating all these weather wars, you know, sun to germ.
Hey, you're preaching to the choir.
Yeah, man. Tell us something we're not already telling everybody.
Oh, right. Great. Okay, well, so we're all working for the man. But tell him to quit if he wants Mars or the solar system, because once it slips in the black hole, it swallows up whole galaxies.
I hear you. All right, well, you have a great afternoon now.
And Nelson Rockefeller, too. And spread it, too, any way you can. You know, Google it or what, you know, or whatever.
Yeah, all right.
And Nelson Rockefeller.
And Nelson Rockefeller. Yep. Seemed like she wanted us to do a lot of the heavy lifting.
That's
on
what
that
I'm saying. It was a lot of us, you know what I'm saying? Not a lot of her.
I think Ramble On seems like an appropriate choice from Led Zeppelin on this one. Sammy, bring me my taser. It's Andy in the afternoon.
Phone screener.
My job's harder than yours. Yeah. It is. .3 The Sound.
Oh my God, that last phone call was a classic.
How
you guys
about
have to keep that one. Oh my gosh, that one had me laughing out loud.
Well, Nelson Rockefeller is all I have to say.
That's what I'm talking about. Save the solar system. Let's not go into a deep black hole. But thanks for what you do. You guys are awesome.
Oh, thank you. Thanks for the call. Be good.
Okay, you too.
Doobie and doobie 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 and doobie and doobie and doobie 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 and doobie and doobie and doobie.
We like the Doobie Brothers.
Yeah, kind of right.
Round one, fight.
Fight. It's a song fight every day around this time, 10 to 4 actually. Christian and I each pick a song, and then you pick the best one. It's a gut thing. And today, Christian chose this little number from Jackson Browne. Lawyers in Love.
Mm.
Good to me. And when we play it, the winner after 6 o'clock, we don't do the
dance
in the background. Unless you request it.
That's a special thing.
And then I did this other song. From Lou Graham, because it's his birthday today. Midnight Blue.
And great song.
You get to pick the winner. The way it works is you text A if you like my song, the Midnight Blue from Lou Graham, to 21003. If you like Christian's Lawyers in Love, then you text C to 21003. And the strangled cries of Lawyers in Love. So it's Lawyers in Love is C, and A is Midnight Blue from Lou Graham is A to 21003. Don't text and drive. Standard rates apply. Results will be after 6 o'clock here on 100.3 The Sound. But up next, you know what we do? We start up 100 minutes commercial free. How you like them apples? Stick that in your pipe and smoke it.
You can make a pipe out of the apple.
Out of the apple and then smoke it. See?
Yeah.
Keep refining the mousetrap here. It's The Sound. That's right. We're going to clam up and play some great music. And check your feed, Andy in the Afternoon. We'll do some Facebook live video so you can see the show behind the show.
Wow.
I'll be honest, fellas, it was sounding great, but I could have used a little more cowbell. So, let's take it again. And Gene.
Yeah.
Really explore the studio space this time.
You got it, Bruce.
I mean, really.
Yeah.
Explore the space.
Okay.
I like what I'm hearing. Roll it.
1, 2, 3, 4.
That's what I want to do, and that's what he does. We're going to go into some Boston.
Andy, who's that guitar-playing guy from Boston?
Tom Scholz.
Oh, yeah. Do you think he was a genius?
I think he was pretty darn smart.
I don't even know what table saw this guitar is.
Chucking is great. Is this all solid state?
Yeah, because he goes to a little Walkman box that he invented called the Rockman that allowed him to get that sound.
So that's not even going through a speaker cabinet.
Well, sometimes he put it to a speaker cabinet, mic'd it, and sometimes he DI'd it. I think this is a cabinet.
Armageddon.
Yeah, no, it's ridiculous.
All this is in long time.
Yeah, believe it or not.
Wow. See if you can find it.
Yeah.
Good Lord.
Thomas. Well done. Good grief.
That's all hidden in here somewhere.
And it all starts with this.
Christian does this for us here at 100.3 The Sound. He'll do it in the mornings at length. When's the next time you go in with Mark in the morning?
I was going to go in this week. It might be this week because we got the Guns N' Roses tickets. So I might do a little Guns N' Roses.
Ooh, yeah, look at that. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Andy does it live every now and then as well. Yep. Keep tuned to our Facebook page, Andy in the Afternoon on Facebook, and you'll find out exactly when. By the way, we're live on Facebook Live right now.
I remember it like it was yesterday. I was riding a burro down a jagged crevasse in Borneo. The acrid smoke of human sacrifice choked my nostrils and burned my lungs. We happened upon a tribe of naked indigenous peoples. And as they flayed the skin from my body, they sang this song.
Gets me through the church on time. Church on time. Terrifies me. Church on time. Makes me party.
I thought this is makes me farty.
Round one. Oh, yeah, it does. Yeah.
Fight.
It's time for the results of Song Fight. Every day at 10 till 4, Christian and I each pick a song. We don't know what the other one's chosen, but then you get to vote by text and say which song wins, because art's made to be argued and wagered over, don't you think?
Absolutely.
The results are 65% to 35%.
Ooh, that's a drubbing. Well done.
They say that Lawyers in Love from Jackson Browne is a fitting challenger.
Song. Yeah.
But it's Lou Gramm's birthday. He's 66 today.
Sure. You pandering son of a gun.
Crank this. Hey, you know, life is something through the cherry red. That's a Song Fight winner for today. We'll do it again tomorrow at 10 minutes until 4.
Whose birthday is going to be tomorrow,
Andy? I don't know. Hey, by the way, it beat out the Jackson Browne song, Lawyers in Love. Just found out Jackson Browne's not feeling well. He had to postpone his show in Lancaster tonight, move it to the 16th, and tomorrow night in Thousand Oaks. That show's moved to the 13th. Go to jacksonbrowne.com for all the details if you were planning on seeing him. But get well soon, Jackson.
Please.
And another breakdown's on the way. Keep listening. This is The Sound. So it feels so good to be ahead. I love being in the lead.
Now you're going to gloat. Great. This is what I was worried about.
It just makes me feel good.
You're an unbearable human being.
This time, sir, what you got?
Andy, I think this might be the first time I've done a CCR breakdown.
Ooh, one of my favorites.
Listen to this guy's twang, as they say in the business.
I see a bad moon rising. I see trouble on the way. I see earthquakes and lightning. I see bad times today. Don't go around tonight Well, if it's bound to take your life, there's a bad moon on the right.
Love it.
I hear hurricanes are blowing. I know the end is coming soon. I fear rivers overflowing. I hear the voice of rage and ruin.
You know, you can tell this guy's a pro. Listen to what he does with coming when he goes.
I know the end is coming soon.
Where he doesn't allow it to go. He doesn't allow the cuss sound. Yeah. He's like,
I know the end is coming soon.
Humming soon.
That's called Mike.
I fear rivers overflowing.
Mike Discipline.
Yep.
He owes me $50.
I know, son of a.
Here's the thing. This song by anybody else, sung by anyone else, is not a hit.
No, you don't care
about
it.
It's a nothing song.
You're just like, man.
But because of that extra instrument, his voice, it is a bona fide classic. All right, let's drop it in.
Give it a listen.
Nice stuff. Mm-mm. Let's do more CCR.
All right.
Hey, Christian, did you know that you can text the sound? You can text like or dislike when you hear a song. Like if you like a song, it makes you happy.
What do you do?
You can text like.
Ah.
If you don't like a song and it makes you sad, then you text dislike to 210.
That is the sound of sadness. It's very true. Sometimes I'm just...
Yeah. You know? Everybody is.
Yeah.
I want to tell you where to park.
Where to what?
Park.
Oh.
Where to park. Well, that does 100 minutes of commercial-free classic rock on 100.3 The Sound. Hey, thanks for joining us for this program.
You're welcome.
It's
I work here.
I really wasn't talking to you.
Oh, okay.
I was talking to them.
Oh, all right.
The people that have a choice.
I apologize.
Let me tell you about some of these people. Like Mark Dane, who writes, somehow it doesn't seem right seeing DJs with a city view. Shouldn't you be in some windowless little studio somewhere?
We've earned this, pal. How many times have we been in those places?
Three words for you. Jet Propulsion Labs.
Yes.
This one from Darlene Shen. Thank you for the tickets to Guns N' Roses. Hope to meet you guys there. Plus, that's my birthday in August. Sweet.
Happy birthday.
Leo, just like me. Huh. And Adam Wilhite, who writes, I like this page.
He's not wrong. Less
cutting
is more,
right to it.
You know,
you people are the heartbeat of the Southland. You are this program. Thank you for telling friends about it and gathering them into our fold. It means so much. Go and like our Andy in the Afternoon page on Facebook. And by all means, tell a friend of the wonderful things you've heard here on this program. And one of the wonderful things you're going to hear in a moment.
About what you've heard.
Clue us in first.
Yeah, please.
We're all going to say goodnight and join hands in song. That'll happen next on The Sound. Hey, thanks for joining us today. It means a lot. We'll see you tomorrow, 3 o'clock, same time, same place. More GNR tickets. Cynthia Fox is in tonight for Rita Wild. So
more cowbell.
Have some fun. She's on the cowbell.
Got plenty.
A little orchestra. And good night, and sleep tight, and pleasant dreams to you. Here's a wish and a prayer that every dream comes true. And though it's always sweet sorrow to part, I know that you'll always remain in my heart. We're on Facebook Live right now. Good night.
You're bubbling in his eye.
Sleep tight.
Bubbling in his eye.
Pleasant dreams to you. There's a wish and a prayer.
Almost there. Almost
every
there.
Dream comes true. And now, until we meet again,
taste the bubbles, man.
Say adios, au revoir, auf Wiedersehen. Good night, Silas boy. I love you.
Good night, Daddy. I love you.
Good night, Viv. You can be cuter.
Nailed it.
And in comes Cynthia for the rest of your night. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you. Hey, congrats to Leicester City Foxes, Premier League champions.
Sports.
Your countrymen.
Don't give a toss.
Yes.
I have no idea what that, that is. Is that cockfighting?
Yeah, they won the cockfighting championship
it's soccer.
This year.
Foxes. Foxes win.
What does the fox say?
Woo! We are the champions, man.